Mockingbird comes out, and he goes to the castle of the evil King Wilson and steals the book, and he brings it back to the revolutionaries. So everything should be hunky-dory at this point. But unfortunately, a bad thing happens, and it's a sad thing, but Aaron Wolf, the head of the revolutionaries, when he's actually got the book in his hand, he starts to get this feeling that overtakes him, and that feeling is greed, the evil greed. He feels that book in his hand, and he realizes, whereas before Wilson had ever come to this place, it was all peace and harmony, so nobody ever would have even thought of the power of helping Family Book, the bad powers. But now that that Wilson has come and put this germ into the society, it's different. So when Aaron Wolf finally gets that book in his hand, he starts to think about what he could really do. He realizes that if he could just knock off Wilson, then he would have the book and he would be the one in power. So what he does is he takes the famous Mockingbird there and he ties the famous Mockingbird up with glue and rubber bands up to this pole. And he decides, he starts talking to his cronies there and he thinks, all we've got to do now is kill Wilson and we're going to be the ones in power. So he decides the only way that he can kill Wilson is to get in touch with a guy he knows that lives deep in the heart of the town there. And this guy is the only guy that's got the power to kill Wilson. And his name is
The Sloth.
So he calls up The Sloth to